This show rocks. There's a little dance and I do it every chance I get. You just wave your arms around like you're retarded and you got Tourette's. Welcome to This Show Rocks. This show totally rocks. This is Radioactive International. My name is Derek. It's Thursday night. Let's go, go, go. Budget week. Who gives a bollocks? Played a bit of the Angry Simones there with You Stupid Asshole. Before that, we had a bit of The Damned with Stab Your Back. And starting things off, we had The Dwarves with Do the He Who Cannot Be Named. Off the Dwarves Are Born Again. The one that came out a couple years ago. But anyway, speaking of things that have come out, Mark Ryan's newish band, Mark Ryan of the Marked Men, his newish band, the Mind Spiders, released an album last week. I played a tune from that, And next week, I think Radioactivity is going to be released, and that's Jeff Burke, the other guitar player from the Marked Men. So I'm going to play their first band before they are even the Marked Men. This is featuring the two of those, and I think Mike Thornberry, the drummer for the Marked Men. This is the Reds. This is No Style. What a band, classic band. That was a bit of Leatherface, it was a Bowl of Flies. Before that we had a bit of Modern Machines with Zero Kid. And they just sounded enough like they are familiar with Husker Du's work that I had to play Leatherface, because I always play the two of them together. I just love the two guitar sounds coming back to back. But anyways, I digress. I'm going to play a bit of Sultans, the ones from San Diego. I think it's about eight bands with the name Sultans. This is Hold You Down.
Moment of the
All right, that was a bit of Eddie Current, Suppression Ring with Anxiety. And before that, we had an album I just keep putting on recently, the Dinosaur Jr. Bug album, which is great. But it's been seeing heavy rotation for some reason after years of not seeing much. Speaking of bands that haven't been out much lately that are coming back, the Fallouts, band from Seattle that once had Steve Turner from Mudhoney playing guitar in them. They are doing a gig in Seattle in November, so I'm going to play a bit of them. This is off their first album, This Is Ambition.
Fuck!
bit of the Yokes there out of Chicago, Illinois. And before that, we had a bit of Gasshoffer. And the second one out of Seattle. That was Shoe Factory. But you are listening to This Show Rocks. I hope you agree that it does rock. It is Thursday night. If you like what you hear and you think you could do the same, better, worse, you'd like to do it, get a hold of us here at radioactiveinternational.org. We are looking for new DJs, looking to spread the word. So get the word out if you would like to do a show. It's piss easy and loads of crack. But anyways, I was at a film launch for Very Extremely Dangerous there in the Grand Social the other night. And the Sick Hicks played and the Konzo's new band, The Problem Blob, featuring Angus and Dave played. And they were great. And they played a cover of this. And fair play. This is The Oblivions. It was Call the Police.
Cajun, no cigar.
All right, seeing Konzo play the other night reminded me of just how great a guitar player and a performer he is. So I had to play a song that he wrote and played the guitar and sang on, along with Gary and Tommy and myself. So that was a bit of Black Banana, a bit of Mouthpiece off the EP. I'm going to play a bit of the Hate Pinks next. This is We Are the Fox.
We're gonna make it.
that was a bit of Lover off their self-titled album. That is Rich Retard, who's the other guy from the Retards. That's not Jay Retard. And Greg Robertson, who's the other Greg from The Raining Sound. That's not Greg Hart, right? And before that, we had a bit of The Sharp Objects, which is the other guy that's not Stevie Nicks out of The Briefs. So it's all the other guys. I don't know who these guys are the other guys of, but this song is fairly rockin'. This is The Deadly Snakes with I Can't Sleep at Night.
In bars, but I never thought I'd have so much fun hanging out behind bars. Please don't break me out of party jail.
Please don't break me out of party jail. I'm not busting out, I never will.
Jail.
All right, a bit of Portland's own The Coconut Coolouts there with Please Don't Break Me Out of Party Jail. Big news in the budget this week was the added money on to beer and fegs. But it's great to see craft brewers like Trouble Brewing and Galway Bay Brewing have decided not to pass that on to us punters. So that is great. So in that sense of supporting a local, and the BrewDoc and Against the Grain have also said all their own products are not going to pass on the added tax. So fair play, lads. So I'm going to play a bit of local music. It may be old, but it was great when it came out. These guys were fantastic. I saw them in the Voodoo a few times, played with them a few times, and they were stupendous. So this is The Things with Some Kind of Kick.
She's a vicious little routine.
right, that is about all the time we have for tonight's show. My name is Derek. This is Radioactive International. If you do want to get involved, spread the word. If you want to be a DJ, come on board. It is great, crack. Get a hold of us here at radioactiveinternational.org. It, like I said before, it is a piece of space to do, and it is great, crack. What else are you going to do on a Wednesday night, a Thursday night, a Friday night? Sure, maybe you're way more exciting than I am. But anyways, that was a bit of the Bad Brains with a Big Takeover. One of the classiest bands of all time live, and not drop any names here, but when I was driving Mike White around a few years ago when he was on tour over here, I asked him who the greatest live band of all time was, and he said, without even thinking, Bad Brains. Definitely. Without a doubt, by a mile. So I'm going to play a bit of Mike White. I'm going to play a bit of the Minutemen off Double Nickels on the Dime. Until next week, give us a shout, or don't. Suit yourself. This is one reporter's opinion. He feels like